Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer. Today we'll be looking on another component of love, and that is love is not arrogant. And that will wrap up verse 4 of 1 Corinthians 13. What does arrogance look like, and how does it affect the relationship with your friends, your co-workers, and also your family members, whether it is your spouse or immediate family members? How arrogance can cause problems. So what does it look like? How does an arrogant person behave? And there's 13 ways that you can use to identify it. First one is that they act out of selfish ambition. Philippians 2 verses 1 to 5, they are very conceited, only think about themselves. They think they are better than people, love to discourage people, very divisive, always want to display what they know, love to brag, display temper tantrums, become jealous easily, have a false sense of humility, and love to belittle people, and will never correct wrong. So this is now another component now of love. We looked on last week, love does not sing its own praises, but here is it that we have another component now, arrogance. The thing now with arrogance is that you do things and think about yourself. So for argument's sake, you're in the house and you get up and you make breakfast only for yourself. You just make breakfast for yourself as opposed to for everybody within the household. It is within a marriage situation now, and you only think about yourself. This is one perfect scenario we can look on. Another scenario we can look on, especially in the workplace or even in a relationship, the person have an idea and you discourage them. You find every single reason why the idea will not work. And you tell them all the reasons why them ideas not work and why they will not succeed and all of that. And what you're aiming to do now is to discourage the person. And there's another thing now, like if you're in a position of power and no matter what you do, the person try to belittle you, to make you feel less than who you are. And them try to say, hey, look at me, and you have to pay attention to me. Every time you see me, you're supposed to say good morning. And when you try to acknowledge a person, you have to say it by them title, sir, Mr. Doctor, or whatever. And if you don't do that, then they make you feel so embarrassed or so small, and them disrespect you because you did not acknowledge them. That's another way that it manifests. They're always trying to. The next thing is that if they're doing something wrong, or you acknowledge, say, hey, what you're doing, there's a better way, trust me, they will never accept that. I remember a situation where I was going somewhere, and then the driver was driving a particular route, and one person in the car asked, yo, why you never take another route? And the person said, yo, this is where I always drive, and this is where me feel for drive, I'm here the driver, blah blah blah. And that's how the person reacted. I mean, they could look into the other route, try the other route, but then besides, say, oh, this is where they're driving. The other thing now is that arrogance also brings division. So when they discourage you now from your idea, and say, for instance, they're in a group and persons are sharing their idea, they're always trying to divide the group. So 1 Corinthians 4, verse 6 to 8, brothers and sisters, I have applied this to Apollos and myself for your sake. You should learn from us not to go beyond what is written in Scripture. Then you won't arrogantly place one of us in opposition to the other. Who says that you are better than any other people? What do you have that wasn't given to you? If you were given what you have, why are you bragging as if it weren't a gift? If you already have what you want, you have already become rich. You have become kings without us. I wish you were really kings so that we could be kings with you. So the thing is now about arrogance is that it will put opposition and a great divide in the relationship. Because here it is that Paul was encouraging the church to not try to take sides, because they were all working for one God. And Apollos was not better than Paul, and Paul was not better than Apollos. They both have different functions and different purposes in the whole kingdom. They should be celebrated in the fact that they are both working for God. a Nazi saying, yo, I am for this person, I am for that person. No, it's one mission, one goal. So, and that's one of the things, reason what arrogance causes. How to deal with this behavior? The first thing is that you should encourage others as opposed to trying to draw attention to yourself. Encourage others, comfort them, be sympathetic and compassionate. Build spiritual relationships with people. Live in harmony. Keep one purpose in mind. Think of others as better than you. And think of others before yourself. So the thing is, no, when we really look on what arrogance is and what we have been looking on so far, the main purpose of love is how we treat people, how we deal with people, how we interact with them, and how we serve them. So the greatest thing in a relationship right now, and to cure the situation right now, is to serve people. Philippians 2 verse 1 to 5 says, so then as Christians, do you have any encouragement? Do you have any comfort from love? Do you have any spiritual relationships? Do you have any sympathy and compassion? Then fill me with joy by having the same attitude and the same love, living in harmony and keeping one purpose in mind. Don't act out of selfish ambition or be conceited. Instead, humbly think of others as being better than yourselves. Don't be concerned only about your own interests, but also be concerned about the interests of others. Have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. So, we've been looking on arrogance in this episode. And the question is, are you arrogant? Are you trying to divide the relationship by trying to draw attention to yourself? And are you doing things out of selfish ambition? Or do you have a selfish motive with whatever you're doing within the relationships that you have? Whether it would be with your family members, your spouse, your co-workers, and your friends. Think about it. Something to think about. And that's our show. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. I release a new episode every Tuesday. If you have any questions, please email them to podcast@andraepalmer.com or send me a tweet @AndrePalmer. Until next time, guys, one love and God bless.